Casey at the Booth by Alex Wilson, November 2008. The choices weren't inspired for the voting sect that year. Both parties nommed their same olds based on safest taste in beer. And since the latest Bush bombed Laos for something England said, democracy was wearing thin the further out it spread. And worse, a thing unnoticed when the electorate was fit, when voters in the country numbered nearly half of it, when many folks could ration, share a fraction of disease, no single person's portion meant more than an itch or sneeze. By Casey's year, these burdens weighed more heavily than ever with each remaining voter who retired life or lever. And that is how the public curse of every sin we do got yoked and concentrated as a plague upon the few. Of course, retired veterans urged vote virgins to jump in, but they just ridiculed the compromises on our skin. They treated us like lepers while we looked on them as bread, who might absorb our saucy sores by voting in our stead. So Congress made us killers when they forced the peace on Guam. The White House proved us negligent by selling Chad the bomb. Still, some of us yet held out hope that evening's end was near, for Casey would turn 18 on election day this year. Oh, Casey, golden swing vote with that new citizen smell whose peers took sudden interest where at us they just rebel. He led these kids, a generation, yesterday aloof, tongues bloody roared, we'll boycott hell with Casey at the booth. We almost felt remorse to look on Casey's freckless skin, like undead who might suck his youth that we might live again. He strolled up to the counter with his virgin throng behind, his arm around his nubile girl, his noble chin reclined. Like Christ himself, he stretched his arms and said, "This is my charge. These ballots are a burden, but a privilege just as large. A better day and world," he cried, "where all can share the blame, where pussing sores puss half as much, a pressure valve for shame." But darkness crossed his visage when what should derail his cheer, his girl, taking her ballot from a crusty volunteer. Away, great Casey yanked her as though fearing she had brushed against one who would sacrifice her moisture into dust. They locked eyes for a beat, then Casey excused himself to pee. "I'll be right back," he managed. "There's no need to wait for me." The assembly got all chatty, neither voting nor reversing. His girl said, "Left my license in the car," before dispersing. The years pass, and we still feel we're outside that bathroom door. The lovelies still avoid us. There's more sin in every sore. And Casey sleeps in cardboard, but insists he sleeps quite well, because he remains beautiful. It's not his fault, this hell.